Here's a strange question. If light is made of photons, where do those photons actually come from? Today we'll meet the mathematical machinery that creates and destroys particles, ladder operators. Before QFT, quantum mechanics described a fixed number of particles bouncing around in a potential well. Think of a quantum harmonic oscillator, a ball on a spring, quantum style. We start here because QFT is built directly on top of this picture. Physicists found a clever trick. Instead of working with position and momentum separately, combine them into two new operators. We call them a hat and a hat dagger. These are the ladder operators. Now here's the magic. When the lowering operator acts on an energy eigenstate n, it drops the system down to level n minus 1. The raising operator does the opposite. It climbs up to level n plus 1. There's a common trap here. Students often ask, if the lowering operator keeps reducing n, what happens at n equals 0? Try it, and you get exactly 0. You can't destroy a particle that doesn't exist. Now let's rewrite the Hamiltonian entirely in terms of these operators. The combination a dagger times A is called the number operator n hat, and it simply counts how many quanta are in the system. Here's where it gets wild. In quantum field theory, we treat the entire field, say the electromagnetic field, as a collection of infinitely many independent harmonic oscillators, one for each frequency mode. Each mode gets its own ladder operators. So a photon is not a little ball. It is one quantum of excitation in a particular mode of the electromagnetic field. Applying the creation operator to the vacuum literally makes a photon appear. Let's flag the biggest student mistake. Students write the commutator of a hat and a dagger as zero, like ordinary multiplication. It's not. The order matters. A hat a dagger minus a dagger a hat equals exactly one. Let's pull it all together in one result. The Hamiltonian of a free quantum field, the engine of particle physics, is just an infinite sum of number operators, one for every momentum mode. Let's do a quick sanity check. When n is zero, the energy is just 1/2 h bar omega, the vacuum energy, not zero. When n is large, energy grows linearly with particle number. And swapping creation and annihilation changes the answer. They really don't commute. So ladder operators are the heartbeat of quantum field theory. Creation and annihilation operators let us build any particle state from the vacuum using pure algebra. Next up, how interactions between fields give particles like electrons their mass, the Higgs mechanism.